So today's topic is making choices, right? MCQ. What is the full form of MCQ? Multiple choice question. The moment we hear MCQ, what comes in our mind? All the different exams. So many. Now most of you are college going students, I assume, right? Getting into NEET and JEE and CAT and wanting to get into all the professional courses. And people work so hard for these exams, isn't it? They work for practically 8 to 10 hours they spend in different coaching classes and then ramming up the entire thing, whatever have been taught to them at home. Really, really put their heart and soul to crack those exams, correct? But why those exams are so tough? Why those exams are so tough? Anybody? Excellent. Exams need proper preparation. But what makes you think that these exams are really tough exams? Lack of knowledge, okay. Something more. Okay. All answers are right, but I am looking for one particular answer. Decision making. You're quite close. Time bound decision. Competition. Okay, good. Like most of you have given good answers. Negative marking. Right? Any correct answer, you get 1+ mark. But one wrong answer, you get negative markings. So if there are 50 questions, you've really answered very well. 35 questions have been correct and 15 questions wrong. Your score is down. Correct? So that is why people take so much thorough preparations. Like they've spent so much time so that they don't get negative markings. What is this negative markings? Similarly, in our life, when we take decisions, if we take good decisions, fine. Life goes smoothly ahead. But any wrong decision, it is like negative markings. Correct? That will totally change the destiny of your life. There is one very nice story I would like to tell. Once there is a king who was excellent, flawless in his administration. And he was like loved by all the citizens. With whole heart he would rule that kingdom. And anybody who would approach him for any problems or for any justice, nobody would return disheartened. But as the time passed, king started becoming old. His health started becoming fragile. And then constantly his mind was under the tension that who would be the next heir on the throne. Now he had 3 sons. All 3 of them were very loyal, obedient, very respectful. But he had to choose only one. 3 people cannot sit on the throne, correct? So for that he had to make preparation. So he thought of taking one test. He called all 3 of them. He said, see, I am becoming old. But now, it's not that the eldest son by rule will be the king. You become by your qualities. You take the position by your qualities, by your abilities. So he said, okay, I have planned one idea that here are 100 gold coins. I am going to give you, each of you, 3 of you. And a time period of 1 year. At the end of 1 year, whoever comes with the golden dog will be on my throne. That's it. And he sent all 3 sons back. So now the first son, the eldest one, he found a countryside residence, like little, of course, he was a king's son, so he bought kind of a palace on rent. And he employed few men under him. And he sent them in all 4 directions. They'd go in this direction and come back with the golden dog. So all the men went, but of course, I mean, few days went and they all came empty-handed. And by this, because you have to pay those men also, na? Nobody is going to work free for you. Correct? So his 100 gold coins were finished. In his mind, he was prepared that I lost my chance, lost the opportunity. The second son, what he did was, he started a business. He became a broker and he started lending money with the lower interest rates. And in that, he started making huge profits. So when he collected X sum of profit amount, then he called for a goldsmith. And he told him that make a nice, beautiful golden dog with this money. He made it and he was like, wow, I am ready with my golden dog. Now the third son, what he did was, he did something totally different. He started living with the people who were poor and downtrodden in his kingdom. And he also started business where he employed those people for his business and the business started doing well. Then with that profits, what he did to improve their quality of life, he built some schools and some hospitals and again which increased the employment for those people. So people just started loving him like anything. They were like, wow, you know, he is like a god to us. Then he started employing, taking a land, started doing farming, employed people in there also. And people were working for him really with full honesty and hard work. So what he did, when 1 year passed, all three of them came. First one so came with the head down that I have nothing to offer you, my dear father. I'm sorry. The second one was very excited. Here is a golden dog for you. And the third one, he presented a dog made of cotton. Fluffy cotton. And then he started explaining to this his father. Then, my dear father, please don't underestimate this dog. This dog I have carved myself. I have made, crafted myself with the cotton. And this cotton has been grown by all my fellow companion and myself working really hard in sun. And he explained him the entire thing. And the whole thing, the king just started having tears in his eyes. That, wow, here is the person who is going to do a welfare for the citizens. Huh? And of course, he gave the kingdom to third one. Huh? So he had to make a preparation. Correct? You can't choose things based on some gut feeling or instinct or okay, because it's coming in a parampara that okay, the eldest person has to become a king. No. What king did? That whoever has a caliber, whoever has a ability, that person will become the king. So similarly in our life, as you played in game, that what we choose, now all those things what we had chosen, practically those things doesn't make great difference in our life. Whether you eat pani puri or you eat rasgulla, does it make any difference? Provided you eat pani puri at such a rekdi wala that you will end up with loose motion. That can happen. But nothing major, nothing major. Whether you wear jeans or skirts or whether you wear pink color or a blue color, these things are not going to make a major difference in the consequence of our life. But there are certain decisions which are like crossroads. Anybody understands the meaning of crossroads? Correct, correct. Suppose you are at a crossroad and you don't know whether you should go to right, left, straight, where to go. Junction. There, suppose Dadar is a junction. Dadar, you can change from western to central, but you should know. You should know. Otherwise, if you want to go to church gate, you will board a train going to Virar. What is the point? Your destiny will change. Correct? So, in our life, when we are at a crossroad junctions, and what decisions we make, that is very important. But how, like 2 days back only, it's a real story. There is one boy who is studying in 9th standard. Here we have Shama, who is in 9th standard, right? Anybody else? Younger than her? So probably I think she can relate. This is a real thing what happened just 2 days back, 10th January. Gundecha school in Kandivali. A boy who was studying in 9th standard. What happened? The teachers scolded at him in school. The parents scolded at him at house. Probably he got bad grades or whatever. He absconded. He left his house 4 o'clock in the morning. He took some 3,000 rupees. He wrote a note. This is a real story, real thing. Because this is our colleague, my colleague, Dr. Shilpa. Her son's classmate. And everybody was so worried with this episode. He wrote a note that I'm taking 3,000 rupees and this is for my last rites. And please take care of my younger sister. And he left house. And they contacted police and WhatsApp messages to all the groups. And people were so worried about him. And what happened? They could find him next day, 11th, in the evening, 4 o'clock. 10th morning, 4 o'clock, the child absconded. And his presence or his whatever, they could find him at 4 o'clock in the evening on 11th. Where he reached? He reached Chennai to his grandparents' house. Now, so many things could have happened. Somebody could have kidnapped him. Somebody could have killed him. He took such a decision. Why? Because he could not tolerate. He could not tolerate the insults or whatever shoutings were given to him. So when you take a hasty decision, it was God's gift or mercy that he was alive. Otherwise, anything could have happened. Such a young child with a backpack. Any few people will come to know that, okay, this guy is alone. He doesn't have any caretaker. Let's take him, sell him, make him a beggar. What not things are happening. So when we are so weak-minded, how we have to make our mind strong in order to take good decisions. Right? Because why people land up with the suicides and so many, people take shelter of intoxications and alcohol and whatnot. So let's see that what are the factors which influence our choice making or decision making. So first is our upbringing and training. I give this a very, very, according to me, this is a very important point. Because the way we are trained right from the childhood, the amount of comfort zone being given to us, or the amount of difficulty we face, we see our parents facing difficulties, to that extent, we ourselves in future, if we come across those difficult situations, we will be able to make correct choice. If we are just pampered, then even little difficulties in future will be shaken up. We will not be able to make the correct decision. We will just not be able to make a correct decision. Like, suppose simple qualities. Like, if I share with you my personal example, right from childhood, I used to be always told by my grandparents and my father, in Gujarati, I'm a Gujarati, that Santoshi Nar Sada Sukhi. Anybody Gujarati here? Understood? That satisfaction is the greatest key to joy and happiness. Now, if that I have taken it so sincerely right from childhood, it's very easy in today's world, which is full of rat competition and okay, this person has this car, I should have. This person has iPhone, I should. Why I'm having just Oppo? Mine is really. So, I mean, I shouldn't get disturbed with those things. Why? Because those things are not going to determine my joy and my happiness. Correct? So, upbringing and training. Extremely important. That whenever the difficult situation comes, how you will cope with it. Whose shelter? Like, suppose all of you are young girls. Whenever, suppose you have some conflict with some friends or some difficulties in your college life, whom you will take, whom you will relate your heart to. So it is said that be friends with parents because they are your best well-wisher. Correct? Yeah. Next point, what is the first point? Upbringing and training. Okay. Next point, association. All of you chose to be with friends compared to virtual friends, right? So now what friends or what type of friends to choose? Why when children start going to college, parents are under tremendous anxiety? There's so much under stress that who are my daughter's friends, whom she's roaming around with, are they coming from good cultural families, or else she will be swayed away, she will get distracted, she will get spoiled, because this is a very, very tender age. This is a very, very tender age where we get easily swayed. So association is most important. The kind of friends we choose. What is happening nowadays? Because of we give so much importance to friends and the friends' opinions, that people go to any extent to please friends. People start smoking, drinking, people dress up in a most vulgar fashion, crack some dirty jokes, pass some comment, eat crap food. All this is so that they are acceptable in the group, in the circle. Otherwise they feel, oh, you know, if I don't do all these things, then I'll be left out. Nobody will talk to me and I'll not be friends with anybody. People will tease me, arey, toh, she's a very orthodox and desi a desi. Just forget about her, you know. So we have that inner fear that we will not be accepted. But, my dear friends, we should really be very, very discriminative in order to choose friends. Our dear Srila Prabhupada, he had a friend. His name was Naren. And once his friend told him, that Naren, come. They were living in Calcutta. They come here. Here is a very great sage who has come. And everybody can hear? Everybody can hear? I think I was too far. Sorry. So he said, come. You know, here at Ultadunga Junction, one very great sage has come. And it is said that he is an amazing personality and I feel we should go and meet him. And Prabhupada, his name was Abhay at that time. He said, oh no, Naren, come on, you know. My house, I'm a son of Gaur Mohan De. And he is known for inviting sadhus every single day to our house. So we have like sadhus every day and night. I'm like, enough, you know, enough sadhus I have seen. So I'm not interested in coming. But he insisted, arre, come, yaar, ek bar milke aate hai na. How na, friends kaise bolte hai? अरे चलना यार मूवी एक बार क्या रे तेरे को बोर हो रहा है कम देख के आते हैं ठीक है इंटरव्यू के बाद निकल जाएंगे बट चल जस्ट कंपनी दे मेरे को सो सिमिलरली दिस नरेन वाज पुशिंग प्रभुपाद अरे चलना लेट्स गो एंड जस्ट मीट हिम एंड प्रभुपाद अग्रीड दैट ओके लेट्स गो जस्ट टू प्लीज यू आई विल कम आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन मीटिंग बट आई विल कम एंड व्हाट हैपेंड व्हेन दे रीच देयर Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was his name. He is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. And he was giving a discourse. And people were listening. And he was talking that how, you know, turning to spirituality is so important and we should spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. And these two people, they were hearing. And Prabhupada, at that time, he was into lot of freedom fighter and Gandhi movement. So he was thinking that who is going to listen to our message, you know? We are not even independent. We are under British rule. So who is going to listen to us? So he asked question to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Okay, you are telling that we should preach the Sanatan Dharma, but who will listen to us? We are under British rule. So that time he tells, you know, that whether we are independent or we are dependent, doesn't make any difference. This is such an urgent thing that we should not wait. And the way Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him or answered him, Prabhupada completely got so convinced that he decided to dedicate his entire life. First meeting. It is not that he was regularly hearing to him. First, as I said, love at first sight. So just first sight, and he decided that yes, he is a man whom I will dedicate my life to. And that place itself, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him that you are a young man, you know English language, why don't you go to the Western world and preach in English language? And that instruction, Srila Prabhupada, he took it as his life and soul. So see, the kind of friend he has chosen, how his life changed. He would have never met Prabhupada had Naren not told him. All of us also came through one or the other friends who told us, अरे come, चेतना festival में जाते हैं, अरे come, ये चौपाटी temple में इतने अच्छे program होते हैं. I also came like that. So we all owe to that friend who brought us to such a nice satsang program, right? Who is going to definitely, slowly but steadily have a great impact on our life. Our life will get transformed because of such association. So association is very, very important, because slowly that association, what it does, it purifies our heart. It purifies our heart and it makes our intelligence sharp in order to make right decisions. There is one more story which is from scripture, that there is a hunter who was maintaining his family by doing hunting. And then slowly, because that much was not enough for the livelihood, so he started doing certain sinful activities, robbery of the passerby passengers. And one fine day he came across a great sage who told him that, why are you doing such sinful activities? See, I am not doing for myself. I am doing it for my entire family. So, but do you have any idea that you will have to suffer a lot of karmic reaction for this? He said, no, why me alone? My five people are there in my family. All of them will share that karmas with me. He said, no, you think they will share with you? Go and ask them. So actually that hunter came home and he was asking everybody that, see, I am working for all of us. I am not just working for myself. So will you all share the karma with me? And one by one, everybody, parents, wife, children, they all refused. They said, no, we are not telling you to do sinful activities. You do some good activity and earn money. Why should we share karmas with you? We have never told you that you do bad things. Chori chor dakat karke ghar pe paisa lane ka, to we have not told you. So why are you doing that? And that was like a eye-opener for that hunter. And he actually surrendered to that sage. And he said, yes, Maharaj, you are right. They flatly denied that they are not going to share any of the karmas with me. So now what should I do? He said, yes, give up. Give up doing sinful activities. And purify your heart by the mantra I am giving you. And you chant this holy mantra. Who was this hunter? Anybody? He became a great sage Valmiki. And this sage was none other than Sri Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, he tells him that, okay, you chant the names of Lord Ram. Now he was so addicted to do sinful activities that he couldn't even chant Ram. He started chanting Mara, 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 Mara. Because he was killing. So the Mara word was very easy for him to chant. So he started chanting Mara, Mara, and in turn, The Lord took it as Ram, Ram, Ram. And it purified his heart. And he became such a great sage Valmiki that he composed entire Ramayana. So such is the power of association. So first is our upbringing and training. Second factor is association. The third factor which determines our choices are our strengths and weaknesses. Have you heard this terminology? Actually, some time back, you know, none of us even thought that such a terminology exists. But nowadays what happens when people apply for good jobs in companies and big place post, on the application form they write, please mention your strengths and weaknesses. And that time you, as a batti chamakti hai, are, I've never thought, you know, that what are my strengths and weaknesses. And then just, you know, because you want to grab that job, so then you write, you know, that, oh yeah, my strengths are loyalty, being very committed, being very dedicated, hardworking, everything which is going to make you select for that job. And weakness is what people write. People will write, oh, you know, the biggest weakness of mine is I'm not able to refuse if any extra work is given to me. That means you add on to the more glories to yourself. That, oh, you know, I'm such a great person. That is the greatest weakness. I just can't say no to anybody. I just will extend myself and work. So actually, if we introspect, we all have good strengths and weaknesses, and they can be cultivated. They can be cultivated over a period of time. Because which is the biggest weakness anybody can imagine? Which would be kind of common to all of us. All of us. I would really doubt if people are free from that weakness. Except the pure devotees, we would not. But majority of us will have one weakness which is common in all of us. False ego. False ego is such a thing that, oh my God, any relationships, any conflicts, any troubles, your false ego will say, why? Why should I apologize? Why should I say sorry? I have not done anything wrong. If he wants to keep relationships, let him say sorry. I'm not going to say sorry. So this false ego really keeps us bound and doesn't allow us to grow and flourish in our life. So if that weakness, by good association and by good satsang, we are able to overcome, then it will make a great difference in our life. Another, so many nice qualities. One example I would like to share from Mahabharata, where after Duryodhan was killed, everybody knows about Mahabharata, I'm sure. So, a son of Dronacharya, his name was Ashwatthama, what he does? He was so angry that he decided that I'm going to kill all the Pandavas. So, he actually comes in the middle of the night, in the tents where Pandavas were residing, and he chops, five people were sleeping, and he kills all five of them. But they were actually sons of Draupadi. They were not Pandavas. And they were like brutally murdered. Brutally, really. I mean, imagine you are sleeping and somebody just comes and kills you. That too, you are a son of a Pandavas, who are such great devotees of Lord Krishna. So Draupadi was devastated. Of course, they had already, Arjuna's one son, Abhimanyu, was already killed. And now the other five sons. So practically all the children of Pandavas are killed in Mahabharata war. So they were completely devastated. And Arjuna next day actually catches Ashwatthama red-handed and brings in front of Draupadi. That, okay, now you tell me, I can chop his head in front of you. But what does Draupadi do? Draupadi actually puts herself in the position of the mother of Ashwatthama. Her name was Kripi. She was thinking that I went through the misery. Me as a mother, I know what it is to lose sons. Huh? Anybody who is a mother, I'm sure all of you in future will be, and you will understand. It's the greatest pain for a mother to lose a son. So she said that I have experienced, but I don't want Kripi to experience the similar misery. Huh? What is this? Amazing forgiving nature. Huh? So Draupadi exhibited a greatest strength of being forgiving. Huh? We, with just small fights with friends, we can't forgive. Huh? We can't forgive. Ki phone pe sorry kaun bolega? WhatsApp pe sorry kaun bolega? ठीक है ना, कितने फ्रेंड्स हैं, उसमें क्या है, और कोई मिल जाएगा. पीपल आर हैविंग दैट काइंड ऑफ अप्रोच इवन इन अ मैरिटल रिलेशनशिप. सच स्मॉल स्मॉल फाइट्स, एंड यू समटाइम यू हियर द रीजन फॉर हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ गेटिंग डिवोर्स, यू फील फनी. यू माय गॉड, इज दिस द रीजन टू रियली सेपरेट एंड डेवास्टेट योर लाइफ? बट पीपल डू दैट. So we learn from Draupadi that how we increase our strengths. Our strength of being forgiving, being simple, being truthful. Huh? So many times we do so much manipulation, lying, going on in, and that makes the entire relationship so dirty. Even amongst friends, even amongst families. That, and basically, this all will actually destroy your intelligence, and it will affect you taking decisions at crossroads and crucial time in your life. So strengths and weaknesses, how we should nurture them nicely. Next is hearing. Hearing, why we get attracted to so many celebrities, film stars and sports stars and... Why? Because so much we have either heard through friends or medias. After hearing, we discuss. Like my son, so crazy for cricket match. So much. I mean, he'll keep telling me, Mama, you know how he got the wicket and how he did this. What a marvel. You see the best sixes of Virat Kohli and this one and that one. Why? Because so much you hear, and not only you hear, you discuss with your friends their glories. So it becomes like a good memory. How you have to ram for your exams and discuss. Similarly, the celebrities, their lives, we spend so much of our time in discussing about them. That we naturally develop attractions and likings for them. But whom we should hear from and what we should hear? These are the basic questions, because that is going to help us. Hearing the glory is fine. I explained to him, that, okay, you know, they are winning the match, they are getting the trophies, but what are you getting out of it? You are simply wasting your 2 hours watching the match. No gain to our lives. They are becoming famous because they will make you all, I mean, you are also actually serving them, that you will make them famous, you know, by talking to other 10 friends. So they are basically, it's just a business, their career, they have chosen that as a profession to earn money. But why should we waste our lives discussing about them? So whom and from where to hear, that is very important. We know a very famous few examples like Rukmini Devi. She's one of the principal queen of Lord Krishna. She was a princess in the kingdom of Vidarbha. And right from childhood, she had heard so much about Krishna, so much about Krishna, that in her mind, she actually got attracted to Krishna, she started loving Krishna, and she decided that that's it, I am going to marry Krishna and nobody else. And her brother, they had arranged a nice alliance for her. See, people who are kings and kshatriyas, they would look, okay, you know, our princess should go to some king's house. So he had arranged an alliance with the biggest king called Shishupal. But Rukmini was fixed. She had decided. And not only she had decided, and see, once you make a decision, you should be ready. Because once you make a choice, the consequences are going to follow. Right? As I told you that whatever, suppose you want to go to church gate, but you get in a Virar train, means the destiny is that you will reach Virar. Unless you will get down in the in between some other station and take another train back. Suppose somebody decides, okay, I want to jump from the top floor. So before jumping, he has an option. Should I jump? Should I not jump? Am I really suffering that I should jump and end my life? But once he decides, okay, no, I am suffering so much, let me jump. The moment you jump from suppose 20th story, then on third story you start, ki are nahi, nahi jump karna chahiye, itna bhi kuch bura nahi hai. But can anything change after that? No. No. Either you will die or you will break your hand or leg. Something is going to happen, or you may become comatose, or you may whatever. Right? So, you have choices, but once you choose, then the destiny is going to follow. So, Rukmini, she made a decision that I am going to marry Krishna. For that, she sent a letter, the messenger to Krishna, and she was wondering that how things are going to happen. Here, my entire marriage ceremony, all the guests have come, and how things are going to happen. But then how we know that Krishna comes and Krishna nicely kidnaps her? So she was ready for all the consequences. But how she developed love for Krishna? By hearing. So what hearing we do is extremely important. Extremely important. Ravana and Kamsa, he had his ministers and he used to do hearing from them. I say, Arre Ravan, Maharaj, why you are worrying? We are all there. Sita is yours only. Why should you give Sita back? We all are there to support you. And he was feeling, yes. You know, I have good support system. So he gave his ears to nonsense people. Kaikeyi, she heard from Manthara. What happened? The entire Ramayana followed because of that only. Had she not heard, nothing would have happened. If she would have told Manthara, just shut up, nonsense. What are you talking? How you say that Dasharatha and Ram, you know, I have some animosity for them. Ram is dearer to me than Bharat. But she became convinced by Manthara that, they are playing some game. What she makes sense. You know, that's why Bharat is away and the Maharaj has organized the coronation of Ram. So hearing can make your life or hearing can break your life. So hearing plays a very important to again sharpen your intelligence in order to make decisions. 4 points. Anybody can repeat? Upbringing, association, strengths and weaknesses, hearing. Okay? Last, modes of material nature. Anybody has heard this terminology? Modes of material nature. Bhagavad Gita describes very beautifully three modes of material nature. There is something called as mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. In mode of goodness, people are generally very peaceful, happy, they are contented, they usually use a very polite and a sweet language. Mode of passion, people are running. Most of us are most of the time in mode of passion, influenced by mode of passion. Because the moment we step out of the house in the morning, whether we go to college or work or multitasking, while combing or while checking WhatsApp messages, we'll grab something, eat some bread butter or whatever. So all the time multitasking and running, making lot of plans. So we really bombarded with mode of passion. But what happens when it comes to making a choice? It is better that we bring our consciousness to mode of goodness. And only then take decisions. If we take any decision impulsively, under the influence of mode of passion or mode of ignorance, then there are a very, very serious consequences. We have a fantastic example. It's actually for us to learn that how when Maharaj Parikshit, he goes for hunting, and then suddenly in the middle of the forest he feels very thirsty. So he comes across a hermitage of a great sage called Shamik Rishi. And he asks for a water. That, okay, can I have a glass of water? I'm very thirsty. He was in deep meditation. He didn't acknowledge king's presence. And king felt very, very offended. So what did he do? Decision under the influence of anger. He picked up a dead snake, threw it on Shamik Rishi's neck. And the consequence had to follow because he had taken the decision. So always there will be choices before you take decision. Once you do it, then the consequences will follow. What was the consequence? The moment Shamik Rishi's son came, he saw that, what is this? Who has insulted my great father like this? And when he came to know that Maharaj Parikshit has done, now he was a king. He was not just he was a king of the entire Bharat Varsh. But he didn't think about anything. That he was such a nice king. The citizens were so happy. The ruling was done so beautifully. Nothing. He also took decision under the influence of anger. And he cursed Parikshit Maharaj. That from today, on seventh day, you will be bitten by a snake and you will be killed. And that's it. He actually cursed. And Brahmana's curse were very powerful. They work. So now Parikshit Maharaj actually, he came back to his mode of goodness. He had an ability to counter curse. He was so powerful, he could have cursed back. But he accepted that maybe this is the desire of the Lord. And then he made a choice. Because what choice he made was under the mode of goodness. What he decided? That okay, finish. Now I have only 7 days with me. So he chose to take shelter of a great sage called Sukhdev Goswami. And he said, please explain to me Srimad Bhagavatam. And for 7 days and 7 nights, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, where he never felt thirsty, he never felt hungry, and he never felt sleepy. So how these factors, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. How these factors, they influence our choices. Okay? 5, upbringing, association, strengths and weakness, hearing, modes of material nature. Okay? So when we take care of all these things, what happens? Actually, our intelligence gets more and more sharpened. And then we are able to crack MCQ. That is mind controlled by IQ, intelligence. Okay? Then we are able to crack MCQ. I'll tell you a nice story. There is once a farmer was there who had a very beautiful daughter. But farmers, as you know, they don't have sometimes capital money. So they try to take a loan. So money lender had given some loans to this farmer. And few years, like 2-3 years, the interest was adding on. And he was not able to repay back. So this money lender, he comes to his house to collect money. But then he sees this beautiful daughter. So he changes his mind. He's giving a proposal that, okay, I can let go all your loan if you marry your daughter to me. Now that was like a shock to farmer and a young, beautiful daughter. because she was very beautiful, and they were like, why she should marry this moneylender, you know, who is already is married and he's not that good by culture. See, previous era, I mean, people don't just marry seeing that, okay, the husband has, I mean, the man has money, then just give the daughter. No, you have to see the quality also of a man. So they were not very happy with that proposal. But then at the same time now, so much debt to pay. See, you will come across in your life where there will be difficult situations and you will have to make choices. So this girl was thinking in her mind that, okay, I have to sacrifice my life. But in that, I can serve my father so much. You know, he'll be freed of the entire debt if I just agree to marry this man. So many thoughts were going in her mind to and fro, what to do, what not to do. And this moneylender was observing them. So he again made her life little easy by saying, okay, you know what? They were sitting and down they were like, the road was kaccha road. There were a lot of white and black pebbles. So he said, see, I have a money bag inside. I'll put one white pebble and one black pebble. And you pick up one pebble. He gave that choice to the girl, daughter. You pick up one pebble. If the black comes, then you have to marry me. And if the white comes, you don't marry. And yet, in both the situations, I'll let go your debt. So there was some ray of hope. Okay. But this moneylender was a very cunning person. What he did, that he just quickly pick up two black pebbles and put in a money bag. And this girl was very sharp. Her intelligence and her alertness was too good. So she saw that oh my God. Now, how can I tell, you know, that he has done this and he's a cheater. And if I do all this, then pura khel bigad jayega. So she is making a plan in her own mind. She nicely just prayed and she said, okay, I'll pick up. So what she did, she picked up one pebble and immediately left it. So the pebble fell down and got mixed up with all the black and white pebbles on the road. So she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. I mean, just slipped out of my hand. But anyway, never, doesn't matter. Because you had put two. So whichever is left, I have chosen the other one. So king, that moneylender was completely cornered. Was like, wow, you know, this girl is smart. So he saw that the black one was inside. So obviously she must have chosen white. So the debt was also forgiven. And she also saved herself from not marrying him. So imagine if you come across a difficult situation where you get morose, depressed, tense, and if you lose your intelligence, then you will goof up. You will goof up severely in making decisions. So it's always important that how mind should be always controlled by intelligence. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that mind, if it is controlled, he is the best of the friend. But if the mind is uncontrolled, then he is the worst of the enemy. So how we can always keep our intelligence sharpened? By chanting the holy names of the Lord, as we saw Valmiki perfecting his life. Here, in this age of Kali Yuga, we have been asked to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. All of us will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So chanting mantrayate iti mantra. You must have heard this unlimited times. But that's what, I mean, when you chant, the mind is, it is easy to control mind and the intelligence gets sharpened. The kind of books we read, right? Srila Prabhupada again, he has written, he has translated books by being awake the whole night. He would be awake from 1 o'clock in the morning till 4. He would keep translating. translating in English. Why? For you and me. Because we wouldn't, if the Bhagavad Gita was there in Sanskrit language, I am teaching my son Sanskrit during his exams. Oh my God, I am like, it's too tough for me. Of course, that Sanskrit is supposed to be a very interesting and easy language. But since we have not learnt it and we have not studied, we find it extremely tough. So if we didn't have a translation into English, we wouldn't have been able to understand anything. Right? So he has done so much hard work. So we should make use of it. All of us should try to read Bhagavad Gita. There are such nice small books. Anybody has read Bhagavad Gita here? Entire Bhagavad Gita? Wow, very good. Twice? Excellent, excellent. Who else? Vyat Swamini is a Bhakti Shastri. So she's to read everything. Half you have read. Very good, very good. You actually speaking, it is such a book that as many times as you read, you will find something new. I have probably read many times, but when I also read, like last time, few years back when I was giving some exams for Bhagavad Gita, that time I read and I realized ki, I think I have never read only. Before I had read so many times, but still I felt that I have never read. So every time you read, it's like a magic, you know. Prabhupada, through his words, he enlightens us and you understand the message so nicely. So choices are given to us. But if our intelligence is sharpened, then we are able to make choices. Like this same Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna spoke to Arjuna on the battlefield, he told, after reciting the entire Bhagavad Gita, in the end Krishna told Arjuna, what he said? Now I told you everything. I told you about karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, bhakti yoga. Now it is your choice. Do as you like. Yathe chasi tatha guru. Whatever you want, you do now. I told you. And then, of course, Krishna chose to follow what Krishna wanted him to do. Fight the Mahabharata war. Right? So, anybody has any question? Mind controlled by intelligence, MCQ, and that's how we can crack MCQs of life. Anybody has any comment, any question? Or else we can do small kirtan. Thank you very much for giving a patient hearing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So let's thank Mataji by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So we'll have a few announcements before we start for Kirtan. The first announcement is the next Chetna festival is on 10th of February and the topic is From Passion to Compassion and the speaker is Dr. Sandhya Subramanya, that is Sita Mataji. So please block your dates on 10th of February. And next, on coming 27th of January, there is Pushyabhishek, a big festival in the temple. The Lord will be showered with 1 ton flowers. So you can please come for darshan. The darshan will start by 6:30. It will go on up till 8:30. And also, all those devotees, girls who